Moving on to item six, presentation of annual investment funding plan. Tim Price.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So we have a number of touch points with the trustees about asset allocation over the course of the year as we update our assumptions about how large our liquidity program needs to be and what's going on with the capital market assumptions. Just to remind the board, we had a meeting in March where we took a look at the size, expected size of the actuarial projections for our new fourth year tranche of liquidity payments. Looked like about $590 million in hard dollars, discounted back today at the current yield, about $530 million. We took a look at the capital market assumptions and said the world hadn't really shifted on a relative value basis from one asset class to another. Liquidity program was going to be going up slightly, the growth program is going to go down slightly, and everything moved forward. That board provided a direction that was acceptable at that point in time. Today you have two documents, this item and the next agenda item. First agenda item, annual funding plan, says now that we're approaching getting the employer prepayments in July, which is when we do a lot of our rebalancing, what do we think that's going to look like as we approach July? So this is more the game plan. The second document, the investment resolution, says now we're going to codify those exact asset allocation targets and give us a roadmap and operational document to move forward. So on the annual funding plan, we know we need about $590 million for the next fourth year tranche. What we don't know is the going in yield. We're doing an estimate of 3.1% today. I will tell you that number is likely to be revised as we get closer. It has been dropping since this document was written. It might rise again. It has risen and dropped and risen and dropped over the course of the year, but that's our rough estimate right now. The other thing we don't know is going to be the balance of the equity markets, because that's what we're going to use for some of our rebalancing here. Again, we're basing this on May 31 numbers. We will update that as we get closer here. But on a rough justice basis, we're thinking about $290 million is coming in from employer prepayments. So that gives us something to work with there. We need $530 million in the liquidity program. We're proposing to take that the difference from the domestic equity program and the domestic high yield program. Based upon where they are today, that looks most likely to be what the rebalancing is going to look like. That is really high level, just guidance to the board about what we expect to come up here. The actual implementation of this happens at the end of July and beginning of August, and there will be a report out after the fact. So there's no action required on this item. Happy to answer any questions about it, but this is just the rough guidance document at this point in time.
Any questions or comments for Tim? Okay, seeing none, we'll just move right.